Podcast and 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Thursday, September 21st, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I am Shauna.
This morning, the Calgary Flames released their proposal for the potential public arena.
They did this at 5:30 in the friggin' morning.
Yeah, and like we have our show all planned out, like kind of what we're going to say when throughout the morning. We don't know exactly what we're going to say, but we kind of have an idea of the map of the show at least.
Yeah, like the topics for each time we crack the mic more or less.
And then they drop this shit.
Yes.
And what do we had to just like derail the whole show to try to figure out what they were talking about in this proposal.
Well, it's not very clear. There's clearly a whole bunch of stuff that's really cloudy and purposely that way with this proposal. So here we are at 5:30 in the morning trying to like
barely awake,
piece together this puzzle of shit from the Flames. I'm just like, come on, guys.
So I imagine we'll be talking about this more in the coming days for sure. First, though, here on X Mornings, we love a good conspiracy theory. Here's a headline for you. Losers are more likely to believe conspiracy theories, study finds.
Losers.
Losers. This is, a scientific term.
Is it now? Like hosers? They should have just thrown in that guy type of term.
What do you hosers believe? I read into it a bit, and I think the term loser is being used wrongly here, because it's not a very scientific term.
No.
Loser.
No.
So we took this batch of losers, and we subjected them to some tests.
Yes.
No,
how did you define the losers? Well, we just didn't like them.
They're talking about conspiracy theory belief as it relates to partisanship. So if you are a Republican voter and you lose the election, you are more likely to believe conspiracy theories about the Democrat that got in.
Okay.
Is what they're saying. So like they argued that when George Bush was in power, people believed all this crazy stuff about 9/11 and the war for oil. Then Obama got in and Republicans believed all these conspiracy theories about his birth certificate and Sandy Hook.
Right.
And now that Trump is in, there's all these Russian conspiracy theories and that sort of thing.
That makes sense, because if you don't like somebody, you're going to be more apt to believe the unfounded negatives about that person, right?
I would agree.
So
yeah, and you look for reasons to justify why you lost.
Exactly.
And that would predict that if a Democrat gets in after Trump, then the Republicans are going to believe all this crazy stuff about that person.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
There is another possibility, though, Shauna.
What's that? Oh, God.
Welcome to Conspiracy Corner. I'm Beckler, that's Shauna. Perhaps this study about conspiracy theories is a conspiracy theory itself to throw conspiracy theorists off the conspiracy theories that they believe. What do we think of that?
God, my brain hurts. Okay, yeah.
This whole thing is a ruse. It's a conspiracy itself.
Oh, and because it's a conspiracy about conspiracies, you never suspect it's a conspiracy, so then
you
would
believe
accurately
them,
the conspiracies. Yeah, okay.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
So there was a sign in the change room yesterday that said this: please remember to keep your underwear on when trying on clothing.
I've seen that for if you're trying on bathing suits.
Yes.
For clothing in general?
Clothing in general. And I laughed at this a little bit. I was just like, oh no, forgot to put my underpants back on again. Took them off, damn it. I always wonder how signs like this come to be, though.
Well, yeah, somebody did it.
How do we know this?
That's what I want to know. How did we find out? And even if you were to disobey the sign, how would they ever know? Like, is some employee sniffing each pair of pants that comes out? Oh, not again!
Like, how many people have they gone
back here? We put up a sign and everything. That's the worst job in the world, I would say.
Sniffing strangers' panties. Oh, my God. Oh!
Yeah. What if I'm wearing, like, boxer briefs and I want to try on a Speedo, though? I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to come out and be like, does this fit? Does this work?
Are you going? Yeah, well, you still have to kind of leave it on. It's just kind of known when it comes to your swimwear.
Yeah.
Now, I have to admit something to you. Sometimes I don't wear underwear, and I do have to remember on days that I go to the mall to make sure I'm wearing underwear. It's just kind of the plan of the day, because I know that I'm not going to try on pants without underwear on.
Right? Or they'll catch you. The employees will catch you.
Catch you in the act.
It's like, what if I like to free bird in my sweatpants? Are you free birding in there? If I leave here tomorrow.
Oh, God, not again. Did you read the sign?
Maybe, you know, like when you go to try on shoes, and if you didn't bring socks, that they have a communal pair of socks that they put on. Yeah. Maybe they have like a loner pair of panties for you when you're at a store like that. Can I get the loner panty, please?
They're called the panties of shame. Like, all right, if you have to, here they are. Just hanging on a singular hanger.
Those poor panties. They sit, I picture them sitting in the back in the break room just smoking a dart. 1,000-yard stare.
We call Lady Bits sin caves. So the panties are like, I've seen some sin caves. I've also seen some sin caverns. Woo!
Loner panties. Oh my God.
The BHS in 20 minutes or less podcast.
How many days in a row is that we have made a sin cave or cavern reference on this radio program?
I'm not going to lie. We have a good record right now. Let's keep it going.
What one more tomorrow. We can go a week straight with sin caves.
Yes.
I saw this story today. Actually, it was our buddy Bryce Kelly from Sonic 102.9 in Edmonton who posted this. Bryce Kelly. This woman in Edmonton. Edmonton has a big photo radar problem. They love their photo radar up there. We have photo radar here, too, in Calgary, but not quite to the degree that Edmonton does. And they use it really greasily up there. Mm. This woman got a ticket. She was going 72 in a 60 zone. And then 10 seconds down the road, she got another ticket. So they had two speed cameras within like 250 meters and they hit her twice for essentially the same infraction. And she was so mad and she said, like, I was speeding, I will pay the ticket, but the second one is bullshit.
That shouldn't be allowed. That's ridiculous. The problem is that they're probably not going to stop doing that. They're not going to not do that because she complains. They're going to be like, well, then stop speeding.
Well, that was it. All the people were, if you don't like it, don't speed. If you don't like it, don't speed.
Yeah, and
that one drives me up the wall. It's like, okay, I don't speed and I still don't like it. Now what?
Yeah.
I still don't think it's an effective form of enforcement.
What I don't understand is these speeding tickets are meant to prevent dangerous driving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you speed in a school zone or a construction zone or something, like, I completely agree.
You probably deserve that ticket.
The fine should be doubled. Yes, somebody's life is on the line. You don't want to hit a child and kill them. Like, that all makes sense to me, okay? But when I'm driving down the road and let's say it's an 80 zone, and I don't realize and it starts creeping up and I get to 90 and I get dinged for a ticket for that, I am not driving unsafely.
Well, you're very dangerous.
Yes.
You're being incredibly dangerous there, like, Shauna. That is why the law exists.
I know, but I got dinged in Edmonton for doing that, right? And it was in the middle of the night. There wasn't a single other person on the road and I was going 90 in 80 zone and I got a $140 ticket or whatever it was for it. And I was like, that was an honest mistake. I was not putting anybody's life in danger. And that's when I get frustrated with photo radar.
And how many city police officers would pull you over at that speed?
None.
Like, you'd have to be doing something else. You would have to be texting or swerving, for sure. Have your lights out or something like that. And the other thing is, you mentioned the school zone or construction zone example. This is why I'm very much pro-police enforcement and anti-photo radar. So you're speeding through a school zone, the photo radar truck snaps a picture of you, and 5 seconds later you hit a kid because you were speeding.
Yeah.
What good did that do?
Yeah.
So the city gets an extra $200 and you've done nothing to deter. 2.5 weeks later, a ticket arrives in the mail.
Yes.
It's and bullshit.
That's 2.5 weeks of you speeding through that school zone probably
before
the ticket arrives. Yeah, for
sure. They just got you the one time.
Yeah.
But if you don't like it, don't speed.
X92.9. Fiddling with Shauna, she plays that dang thing fine. Fiddling with Shauna on X92.9.
X92.9, do you recognize that?
Of course I do. Captain Planet?
Yeah! What's your name?
It's Kim.
Kim.
Yeah.
Well, you have you got some new pornographer's tickets, Kim.
Cool.
I was just looking through the list of guest voices on that show. Crazy. All the people that have lent their voice to Captain Planet. Martin Sheen, Sting, Malcolm McDowell, Tim Curry, Jeff Goldblum. It's pretty impressive.
So we were talking about potentially, going to Halloween on one weekend only as a group, as Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
Yes. There's an issue, though.
Yes.
They're an ethnically diverse group.
And we are not.
We are not.
No.
We are not. There's Kwame, who is from Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
There's Guy, who is from Asia, but they never say exactly where in Asia. It's a big place. You should probably specify.
It's somewhere
quite a
in
difference
Asia.
Between like Korea and India.
We also don't have a blue friend, so that would pose an issue as well. Where do we get one of those?
Yeah, someone's gonna have to go in blue face.
Yes.
Which is going to be a problem.
I think you should go in blue face.
I should
actually.
Go in blue face.
Yeah, he has a mullet too. Look at that glorious green mullet Captain Planet has.
I know. Maybe because it was on in the early 90s and nobody ever really focused on what a bitchin' little mullet Captain Planet had.
A great mull banger.
Wow.
X92.9.
As it's Throwback Thursday, we like to discuss things that happened in the past, things that we remember.
Things from yesteryear.
Weird question. Did you ever play a game called Math Circus in school?
No, we had Math Blaster.
Oh.
You remember Math Blaster?
I remember Math Blaster too. Yeah. That was the slightly better version.
Math Circus was older than that?
Math Circus was ancient.
Well, I know you went to school in Brampton. You guys had computers? I thought you just had like knife fights.
They were donated from the goodness of people's hearts because they felt bad for us students. Okay. But yes, we had really ancient, I think it was like an MS-DOS program almost. Yeah. Like it was phenomenal though, because you played circus games and you had to do math equations based on these circus games.
They were trying to trick us into doing math and it worked.
It totally worked. It was genius. And my favorite days were the days where we had to go into the computer lab and just play Math Circus all day. My teacher was probably hungover when I think about it. It's probably her just being like...
At least that had a bit of educational value. I remember spending a lot of time playing Oregon Trail and Shuffle Puck.
Really?
Yeah. We just like...
In computer lab class?
Yeah. Dino Park Tycoon was another one that we had for a while where you ran your own dinosaur zoo, which has really come in handy as an adult. All the hours I spent playing that at school.
What? You guys got to play like Roller Coaster Tycoon, but with zoos, and
basically,
I had to play Math Circus and MS-DOS program. Half the time it didn't work. It was like,
did you play Oregon Trail?
No.
No?
I don't even know what that is.
I had no educational value either.
What was Oregon Trail?
You've never played Oregon Trail?
I don't think so.
You have to be the only person that's listening right now that hasn't played Oregon Trail.
Okay, can we just remember where I came from? Okay? We didn't have the luxuries of three programs to play. All right, school was struggling.
It was Math Circus and then right outside for knife fighting class, right? Shauna never played Oregon Trail, but she can knife fight with the best of them.
The 29 portables.
PNS in 20 minutes or less.
I love these stories that are from a different time, and you think that would never fly now.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. Yeah. Our boss was telling me this story. He said growing up, I think he grew up in Kitchener, Ontario. Mm-hmm. He said they had, at their school, they had a designated snowball throwing area.
Well, that's just phenomenal.
Yeah, so you could throw snowballs as long as you were in this area, and anybody who wandered in there was fair game to get hit by a snowball.
Hilarious.
See, at our school, if you threw a snowball, you were automatically going to the principal's office.
Really?
Yeah, they were strict about it. I had to write lines one time for throwing a snowball. Like, it was 19 friggin' 40.
No one ever told us not to throw snowballs. That was never a thing.
Well, at your school, they're probably just happy that it was snowballs flying and not bullets, right?
True. Completely true. And they had bigger issues at my school than a damn snowball.
They did. Okay? Oh, good. So the kids are keeping themselves busy. But yeah, so I had to write lines. This principal, I wasn't a fan of him. He told my friend, once a loser, always a loser.
Oh my God.
It was in like grade 6. And then he got caught picking up an undercover policewoman that was posing as a hooker.
Oh, wow. This seems
this is a true story.
Okay, at least my school didn't have a principal like that, okay?
It was John.
We were allowed to throw snowballs.
So anyway, our boss's school, they had this designated snowball area and they had one teacher that they didn't like, who lived in an apartment across the field.
Oh, my.
And this guy was too lazy to walk around the field every morning, so he would cut across the field and just risk the wrath of the snowballs. He would face the snowball barrage every morning. He'd hold up his briefcase to, like, protect his face as he hustled across the field. So he started leaving earlier and earlier to try to avoid the kids, but our boss said they would just get there earlier too.
Obviously.
And be there in the dark making snowballs by flashlight.
Hilarious.
Yeah, just waiting to light this teacher up.
Those kids have an entrepreneurial spirit, you know? That's a smart thing to do. You think about it, you plan his route, you see his route, you get earlier. I mean, really, they should have been commended for this type of behavior.
I picture this teacher like looking out the window across the field and it's dark and you can just see the troops moving by flashlight. Like a soldier looking out from his trench in World War I. You're like, I know an attack is imminent here.
You just take it
to
the
bed. This is going to suck.
Here we go. Open the door.
But that is a different time when you could throw snowballs at a teacher. How much trouble would you be in for doing that now?
Big trouble. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds
big
fun,
big trouble. Those stories are hilarious, though. A different time
It was
story.
A different time.
It was a different time.
PNS in 20 minutes or less.
Audio.
Whoa, you let your feet run wild. Thomas Thomas, we
The video for the song was recorded inside a dormant Icelandic volcano. Literally, it means Three Peaks Crater. In Icelandic, it's Trengishikasingnergakurar. I don't think I think a car.
Oh, good say we run you down to the dark.
Speaking of volcanoes, Summer Solstice Music Festival in Iceland boasts the most expensive festival ticket in the world. It takes place in a volcano and costs $1 million to attend.
Cleo is from Iceland, and their names, JJ Julius Sun, David Antonsson, and Daniel Christensen, all have Sun at the end. It's because Icelandic last names come from the name of your father and then Sun. Julius Sun is literally Julius' son.
And where are we?
Kaleo means the voice in Hawaiian. When we first started playing this band on X92.9, our music director, Matt Berry, told us it was pronounced Kaleo. So we as a station collectively mispronounced the name for months. Audio.
Can I please request that you never do that to a song ever again?
What song?
I don't know, the last song you played, you kept talking about Iceland and it was awful.
We do that every Thursday. It's
that sucks. Don't ruin songs like that.
But then we play the full song so we don't ruin it. and she's gone. Was she just farting into the phone at the end there?
Is she having a poop?
I'm going to give these two a piece of my mind.
I'm angry.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
And that's the podcast for today.
That's it.
You know how we've been calling for reviews, Sean, asking people if they could review our podcast on iTunes. And I should mention, too, that we're now available on Google Play. So if you are an Android user or know an Android user that wants to listen to this, we can find us on Google Play, but we got a few more reviews, Shauna.
What'd they say?
Woo, and they're all positive.
Really?
Should I read some of these?
Shocking. Yeah, please.
So Mrs. Tor says, longtime listener, now that my kid's in school and mornings are very busy, I miss a lot of your show. The podcast is perfect for catching up and always a good laugh. Keep it up, guys.
Thanks, Mrs. Tor.
Someone said, I mean, I listened, so you're doing something, right?
Good.
Can there be an equivalent to a Dear Abby segment? Is that like where we offer advice or...
Yeah,
we could do that.
I'd be down with that.
Definitely do that. If you want advice, just send us an email or get at us on Twitter and we'll...
Yeah, message us, Facebook, we're everywhere.
We'd love to address it in the podcast.
And then we do read our emails and our messages and stuff.
And we try to respond to almost everything.
Yes.
Unless it's just really stupid, but...
Yeah.
Here's one from Murray. Good listening if you enjoy a couple of greasy skids talking about trouser thunder and caves of sin, which I do. 5 stars.
That is my favorite.
Murray.
Phenomenal.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.